Chapter 8. The Meeting. The next morning, the Hemulin went into the kitchen.
"Thingamy and Bob have told me more about the Groak," he said. "She wants their suitcase."
"That's terrible," said Moomin Mama.
"Yes, I know," said the Hemulin. "But, well, it is the Groak's suitcase."
"Oh," said Moomin Mama. "That makes it more difficult then. Let's talk to Moomin Troll. He'll have a good idea."
Moomin Troll listened to them, and then he said,
"This is very interesting. We must have a meeting. Everyone should come to the garden at 3 o'clock to talk about this."
It was a warm afternoon, and the garden looked beautiful with all the colours of late summer. Moomin Troll was sitting in front of a box. He looked like a judge. Thingamy and Bob were sitting opposite him, eating cherries.
"I think that we should give the suitcase to the Groak," said Sniff.
"I don't agree," said the Hemulin. "You're only saying that because they called you a silly old mouse. I think that Thingamy and Bob should keep the suitcase."
"I will decide," said Moomin Troll. "I am the judge. Now, let's begin the meeting."
He hit the box 3 times.
"Thingamy and Bob," said Moomin Troll, "you can only say yes or no. You can say nothing more. Is this suitcase yours or the Groak's?"
"Yes," said Thingamy.
"No,"
said Bob. He blew a cherry at the judge. Then everyone started talking.
"Quiet," said Moomin Troll again. "Now I'm asking for the last time. Whose suitcase is it?"
"It's ours," said Thingamy.
"Why do they say that?" asked the Hemulin.
"Oh, I don't understand."
Thingamy said something quietly in the Hemulin's ear.
"There is something inside the suitcase," said the Hemulin. "And this contents is the Groak's."
"Ah," said Sniff. "Well, we must give the Groak her contents. Thingamy and Bob can keep their old suitcase."
"But should we give her the contents?"
asked the Hemulin.
"The Groak is a terrible creature. Everyone can see that."
"She is terrible. That is true," replied Sniff. "But nobody likes her, and she can't be very happy. She only has the contents, and Thingamy and Bob have stolen them from her."
And he started to cry. Moomin Troll hit the box.
"Quiet!
Snork Maiden, what do you think?" he cried.
"Well, I like Thingamy and Bob very much, and I've never liked the Groak," said Snork Maiden.
"But right is right," said Moomin Troll. "Thingamy and Bob don't understand right and wrong, but we must do the right thing."
"But what are the contents?" said Snork Maiden. "Maybe we should look inside the suitcase. Then it will be easier to decide."
Thingamy said something in the Hemulin's ear.
"It's a secret," the Hemulin said. "Thingamy and Bob think that the contents is the most beautiful thing in the world. But the Groak just thinks that it's the most expensive."
"This is difficult," said Moomin Troll. "Thingamy and Bob were right to think that, but they were wrong to take the contents. What should we do? I must think.
Quiet now!"
Suddenly,
A cold wind blew into the garden. The sun went behind a cloud, and the colours in the garden did not look as bright as before.
"What was that?" asked Snufkin.
"She's here again," said Snork Maiden quietly.
The Groac sat in the grass and looked at them all angrily. Then she started moving nearer Thingamy and Bob.
"Help!" they shouted.
"Stop, Groac!" cried Moomin Troll. "I have something to say to you."
The Groac stopped.
"I have decided," said Moomin Troll. "I think that Thingamy and Bob should buy the contents of the suitcase. Do you agree? What is your price?"
"Hi," said the Groac.
Then Moomin Mama had an idea. She went into the house and came back with the Hobgoblin's hat. She put the hat on the grass in front of the Groac.
"Here is the most special thing in Moomin Valley, Groac," said Moomin Mama. "It is a magic hat. It can make berry juice and fruit trees. It can also make the most wonderful little clouds. You can ride on them. It is the only hobgoblin's hat in the world."
"Show me," said the Groac.
Moomin Mama put a few cherries in the hat, and everyone waited.
"I hope that they don't become something terrible," said Snufkin quietly to the Hemulin.
But they were lucky. When the Groac looked in the hat, a few red rubies lay there.
"There you are," said Moomin Mama happily.
The Groac looked at the hat. She looked at Thingamy and Bob. Then she looked at the hat again. Suddenly, she took the hat and went back into the forest. And nobody in Moomin Valley ever saw the Groac or the Hobgoblin's hat again.